拳，刺杀，轰呀哈，轰呀哈，刺杀哈哈。
What are you doing?
Fencing with my robot.
You beating him?
Not yet. But he's scared. Want to see me take him down?
Nah, I'm gonna go swallow some of your food. Hey, Freddy wants us upstairs so he can check the lighting before the show.
Before I can even think about iCarly, what is this slop?
That's slop's veggie pudding. My cousins are coming this weekend, so I have to make stuff they can eat.
The Dorfmans are coming here? This weekend?
Yes, I've told you 3 times.
Aww.
What, you hate your cousins?
I didn't say I hate them, but yes.
Well, what's wrong with them? Besides their last name being Dorfman.
And they're just all dorky and goofy and weird and have allergies and sing songs.
And they stop by here every year when they take their dumb family road trip to the Fresno Raisin Parade.
How come I've never met them?
Because I like you.
Let's go.
Coming. Hi, Carly time.
What makes you waifs think you can get past Spencer the Fencer? Have a good show.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
You got a mouthful of watermelon seeds?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this, people. Go! She spits, she scores!
Till next time, keep checking us out right here at iCarly.com.
Not iSnarly.
iSnarly's just a website of a snarling dog.
Not so good.
See ya!
Hi.
And we're out.
Woo! Okay, people, let's go celebrate.
Whoa, you're not going out.
Why not?
Because you only have a week left to read your book for school, and you haven't even started yet.
Sam, read a book? I can read a book. Name 3 books you've read.
Boogie Bear, Boogie Bear 2, and Boogie Bear 3, The Return of Boogie Bear.
Oh, my God, Sam, you've never read a real book?
I've been busy.
She couldn't read a book if she tried.
Says you.
Want to bet?
No,
sure.
Oh!
I'll bet you I can read The Penny Treasure by the end of the week.
Don't bet.
It's a bet.
And a bet.
And shall we bet the huge?
Don't bet the huge.
The huge it is.
They bet the huge. If we go, do you promise you'll start reading as soon as you get home?
Yes, Mother.
You coming?
Sure, where?
Glitter gloss. Ah!
What's glitter gloss?
It's the most boring, girliest store ever. Well, next to Build-A-Bra.
Oh, let's go there too.
Yeah, I hear they got new glow-in-the-dark straps.
And titanium hooks.
Ah!
You coming or what?
No.
Good.
Later.
Man, I cannot keep hanging out with girls all the time.
You want to come hang with me at the fencing studio?
Is it fun? Like, what goes on?
Just a bunch of guys with swords, swinging them around and fighting your basic dude fun. No gloss.
No bras?
Just bros.
Let's go.
All right.
Good work. Nice lunging. Let's all take a break.
Well, what'd you think?
It's pretty cool. Can I try?
Think it'd be okay with your mom?
No.
Let's do it. Okay, now the goal is to land a touch on your opponent like this.
Got it.
On guard!
Oh, gosh! Like that?
Yeah. This is your first time fencing?
Uh-huh.
Wow, and you're already better than me, jerk.
What?
Kidding, you sensitive little beast. Come on, let's go some more.
On go.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Spencer. You finally find someone you can beat?
What's it to you, Toter?
Who's he?
Toter. Just a rotten teenager who thinks he's all bad because he's good at fencing.
How many times have you and me fenced?
I don't know, like 30.
And how many times have you lost?
I don't know, like 30. Yeah, well, I'd like to see you beat my man Freddy here.
Him? That kid couldn't even beat my boys. Triple cliche.
Yeah, he couldn't even beat us.
I got this.
Talk's cheap, Toter.
Spencer.
Is this a challenge? Cliche, he just challenged me?
I think he just did.
Friday night, 8 o'clock. Bring your saber. Come on, guys. Let's go get some French toast.
Dude. Why'd you do that? I don't know how to fence.
Yeah, but I hate that dog Toter.
Hey, Spencer.
Yeah.
You guys.
1 second. Genius! Man!
That's a foul!
So's your social life. What's up, Carly girl? I'm making dinner.
Ooh, mama came at the right time.
So what do you got for me to taste? You'd hate everything. This is food for my cousins.
Ah. The door friends.
You know how hard it is making dinner for six without meat, lactose, sugar, sodium, fat, or gluten?
How hard?
Quite. And don't take this the wrong way, but why are you here?
Because I need someplace quiet to get cracking on this book. Oh.
How come you can't read at your house?
Because my mom keeps screaming at the cat to get a job. Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Carly. Freddie and I are going to head over to the fencing studio.
No, you have to stay and help me get ready for the Dorfmans.
I'll be back in time to help.
He's got to get me ready to take on Doug Toter.
But he has to help me set the table and make sure that...
Sorry. Can't hear you. You're breaking up.
We're not talking on cell phones.
Bye.
Waiter, get out!
Boom! You're it.
Wow, man. You are good. You got me like 20 times in a row.
22, but who's counting?
I am!
All right, kid, don't get cocky yet. You're good. But you're not Doug Toter good.
Can Toter do this? Ha!
Ha! Ha! Yes?
Better practice some more.
Ha! On guard! Ha! 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 Okay!
Come check out this clip some kid sent into iCarly. This is insane. You want to know what's insaner? The Dorfmans are going to be here any second and Spencer's not back yet.
You try calling him?
No, Sam. I'm just keeping my cell phone warm here between my cheek and my shoulder. He's not answering.
Well, maybe something important came up.
Stop!
If he was doing something important, then why didn't he just call me and... The Dorfmans, ew!
I'll be upstairs reading.
No! Stay here and have dinner with us.
You said they're a bunch of dorks.
Well, Sam!
Okay.
Yay.
But I'm not eating any of that jank food you made.
Hello, Carly!
Hi. This is my friend Sam. Sam, this is my Uncle Barry, my Aunt Tess, and my cousins, Osladis and Faye.
What's that thing around his neck?
Oh, Osladis has a scab on his chin.
The cone keeps him from picking at it.
I'm out.
Be right back. You said you'd have dinner with us.
Yes. And then I met them.
Come on, Spencer's not back yet, and I don't think I can make it through an evening alone with the Dorfmans.
Oh, how bad can it be?
You have to chase Faye.
Okay. Come here, Faye.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
Hello,
me
Spencer.
Too. Hi, Spencer.
We missed you at dinner.
Listen, I feel really bad about being late, but I was helping Carly's friend Freddie with his fencing. But I'm here now.
Yeah, not good enough.
Whoa, the Dorfman's got to hit the road.
Yes, we have a long drive to Fresno.
Right, for the Raisin Parade.
We haven't missed the Raisin Parade in 12 years.
Osladis has a scab on his chin.
Okay, come on, family.
Bye, Spencer.
Bye, bye, bye Carly. Bye, bye, Spencer. Bye. Bye. We'll see you next week. Hey, come on, let's go.
Hey, it's nature's fruit. You're mad at me.
Yep.
Look, I'm sorry, but the time just got away from me.
Well, I wish the time had gotten away from me. But no, I got to spend the last 2 hours on Planet Dorfman.
You have every right to be mad.
Clearly.
But see, Freddy's got a fence, this really mean kid named Doug Toter.
I don't want to hear about Doug Toter.
But Carly.
I said eh. Your fencing with Freddy days are over.
But
no more fencing with Freddy.
Okay. And since I made you suffer through the
I did suffer.
I'll help you clean up the kitchen.
No. You'll go in there and you'll clean up the kitchen yourself.
Okay.
Downstairs now. The Dorfman's left, so.
Shh.
You're actually reading your book?
Sure am.
I'm impressed. Who's the dude?
David. I hired him to read the book to me.
Then why is he rubbing your feet?
Because he was late. So I started reading the book myself, and it is fantastic. These things are great. It's like TV in your head.
Well, I'm happy you like reading, but I still don't get why David's rubbing your feet.
I already paid the kid. I had to make him do something.
Please call my mother.
Harder.
Well, I guess this is it, Senor Saber. I'll never thrust you again. It's open!
What's up, Spence?
Nothing.
Well, come on. I just had a nap, drank 2 cans of Pepsi Cola, and I'm ready for action.
I can't.
Why not?
Carly got mad at me for missing dinner with the Dorfmans, and now I'm not allowed to fence anymore.
So you're just gonna let your little sister tell you what to do?
Oh, come on, don't go get... What was that?
I sliced your banana. What are you gonna do about it? Huh?
I'll show you what I'm gonna do.
Fencing.
He sliced my banana.
Anyway, you can't stop us from fencing.
Oh, can't I?
Where's she going?
I don't know.
Either you guys got any lotion?
Sorry, buddy.
Who was that?
No idea.
Hey, what?
My mom.
Oh, my God.
How dare you teach Freddy something as dangerous as fencing?
Mom, you don't know anything about fencing. It's not dangerous.
I know more about fencing than you think. You're coming home with me right now and having a tick bath.
I don't have ticks.
The tick baths are working, aren't they?
Tick bath.
I should give you one.
Hey, Sam. We found a tub of old mayonnaise in the dumpster by the cafeteria.
We're gonna fill these balloons with it and throw it in Miss Brick's car.
Come on.
Shh. Reading.
Make sure you get her windshield.
Hi.
Hey.
Freddy, I'm sorry about the tick bath. I was just really mad at Spencer, so
I'm not upset about the tick bath. I get those every other week. It's just... Well, I do iCarly with you and Sam all the time. And I love it, but... It was just kind of cool hanging out with a guy, you know?
Now you hate me.
Carly, come on. You're like my best friend.
Your best friend that you hate?
I'm not mad, I promise. Maybe we'll go get a smoothie later, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Sam. Does your mom drive a rusty old pickup truck?
Yeah?
It's on fire.
Shh.
Reading.
Absolutely not.
But if I hadn't told you, you never would have even known.
I will not allow Freddy to fence.
But it's not dangerous.
Ha!
Come on, Freddy needs some guy time. And he and Spencer get along really great, so I think that you should let him...
What's going on?
Nothing. Go home and check yourself for ticks.
I'm trying to talk your mom into letting you fence.
No.
Why not?
I'm really good at it.
Don't you ever say that again. We're going home right now.
No.
Fredward Benson!
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't be allowed to fence.
The Fencin Bensons!
The Fencin Bensons?
Oh, sit down, Freddy. I never wanted you to know.
What?
Your great-grandfather, long before you were born, he led a troupe called the Fencin Bensons. They performed with the Tingling Brothers Circus. It was him, his brother, and their seven cousins. They were gifted fencers, wildly popular.
The Tingling Brothers?
Yes, your great-grandfather was a master at fencing. But he became obsessed with it. He forced my father to fence. And later, my father made me. Fencing's in our blood, Freddy. And I never wanted you to become obsessed. Like our ancestors.
Ah, come on.
It's true.
Right. You know, my great-grandfather was a magic penguin. His name was Pingo.
Mom, not letting me fence is bad enough. I can't believe you'd make up such an insane lie.
I will not stand here and be called a liar by my own son. Or you, sassy pants.
Mom, you let me fence against Doug Toter tonight or else.
Or else what?
I'll never make another puzzle with you again.
Freddy!
I mean it, Mom.
What's in that first aid kit? An ambulance?
Just everything I need in case Freddy gets hurt.
He'll be fine.
You better hope so, Missy. Well.
You boys ready?
Yes, sir.
You're going down, Fredward.
Ready?
Freddo!
Freddy! Take his butt, Freddy!
can't believe it.
Yeah? Well, believe it, punk!
Ready? Fit! More point. Benson wins.
What are you doing, Toter?
You're losing it, man.
I know what I'm doing.
Ready? Fence!
Somebody get her!
Yeah, good luck!
Mom!
Yep, that's my great-granddad.
I always had a feeling it came from circus people. Come on, let's go rehearse for iCarly.
Let's do it.
Wait, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Not so fast there, circus boy. Hey,
Hey, what up?
I won the bet. I read the Penny Treasure cover to cover. Yay, good for Sam. Let's go rehearse.
Wait. I don't believe you.
Quiz me.
Okay. Who goes into the cave and what does he find?
Jarvis goes into the cave and finds the key to tranquility. 4 feet from Gideon's grave. Pay up. We bet the huge. Let's do it, boy.
Gimme it.
I'll get the moth.
Okay, do you think you've seen everything new there is to see at iCarly?
Is that what you think?
Well, you haven't.
You ain't.
Nope.
You can see new videos.
New pics.
New vlogs.
New games.
New lunch meats.
There are no lunch meats at iCarly.com.
Can we fix that?
Shh. The point is, you can see tons of new stuff.
Stuff you've never seen before.
All at iCarly.com.
iCarly.com.
You think we've said iCarly.com enough?
Yeah. Wait, no.